Thanks for tuning in to the Lean 911 podcast, where you'll have a voice directly from the Gemba. I will rely on my three decades of Lean successes, as well as my failures, to answer your most challenging questions regarding your Lean transformation. I'm your host, Mark DeLuzio, President and CEO of Lean Horizons Consulting, and the principal architect of the Danaher Business System. Looking forward to your questions. Now, let's go to the Gemba. Welcome to episode 58 of the Lean 911 podcast. This is Mark DeLuzio. This episode is called Why Won't Leaders Listen to You If You're a CI, Continuous Improvement, Lean Professional in your organization? I get this complaint all the time, a lot of times privately, for obvious reasons, but you know, why my leader won't listen to me? And why don't they do this? And why don't they see this? And why can't they see that? Now, I do understand. I've been around the block enough, and I've dealt with hundreds, if not thousands, of companies around the world, that leadership could be a problem in terms of how they're compensated, how they think. You have to remember, leaders got to be where they are because of some past success that was typically best in some type of traditional thinking, all right? And now you're coming along and saying, hey, by the way, if you really want to take this to the next level, you're going to need to rethink everything that got you to where you are today, Mr. Vice President, Mr. President, Mr. CEO. And not all leaders have the humility and the wherewithal to do that. Now, I don't, though, want to just dump on leaders. Many consultants and academics out there today write books, and they make a whole career about convincing you that you're not going to be able to be successful because leaders are the problem. They sell their books. They sell their seminars. Everybody goes out and gives talks and speeches about how leaders need to change. But they're usually not talking to the leaders at these conferences. They're talking about the people who work for these leaders. I've been to some of these big Lean conferences in the past, and very few decision makers go to these things. So who the heck are we talking to? Hey, it's great notoriety for the consultants to get up there and give their talk and pitch their book and all that. I've done it. But I don't do it anymore because it's not very meaningful anymore. I'd rather, you know, connect with you through a network this way. And hopefully some leaders will be watching these Lean 911 podcasts. I don't know. Maybe they'll read my post on LinkedIn. As you know, I'm a very prolific poster on LinkedIn. And if you're not connected to me, please reach out. I accept almost everybody who wants to reach out with in my network. Anyway, let's turn it around now and take the heat off of leaders and put the heat back on you. Why aren't leaders listening to you? Have you ever stopped and critically considered why? It's something you need to contemplate after this podcast, okay? But I'm going to give you my shot at this because one of the problems I see is there's a big disconnect. And I alluded to this in the last episode, episode 57, when I talked about my favorite financial metric called free cash flow as a percent of net income, okay? We don't know how to talk to leaders. We speak in a totally different language. I equated it in the last episode to Charlie Brown's teacher. If you're old enough to remember Charlie Brown cartoon, the teacher would talk to the class, and this is what the class heard. Wah, 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 wah. So when all of this virtual signaling about employee involvement and respect for people and all this other stuff, which, by the way, I fully support, but it's not what the leaders want to hear when they're being measured on things and have pressures on them that you're not sharing with them. You're not involved with them in solving these problems. You know, do you know how your leader's compensated? Do you know what challenges they have? Do you know what their bosses are requiring of them and their boss's boss. So I'm going to, as I said in the last podcast, episode 57, I'm going to be having what's called a workshop called Seat at the Table, where it's going to be a series of workshops to talk all about this stuff, to talk about the financials, to learn how to communicate effectively with leadership. Because most lean people today don't know how to do that, especially if you come out of a singular role like engineering and all of a sudden you're the lean guru, but you have no clue as to how business works. You might think you do. I mean, I hate to say this, but most engineers think they know a lot. But I want to bring to you a presentation I put on LinkedIn. It's not a presentation. It's just one slide on LinkedIn a little while back about business acumen. In order for you to be effective with leadership, and let me show it to you now, instead of just being a lean zealot and touting all the lean concepts and tools and principles and all that, which, by the way, I'm not trying to down those, okay? But you got to connect them to the business, okay? You've got to connect what's meaningful to your leadership. So if you're a lean zealot and that's all you are, well, good luck, okay? But you have to have a certain amount of business acumen. Now, I got a slide up here if you're not looking on YouTube or Rumble. The slide says the following for acumen. We're talking about, do you have strategic acumen? Do you know anything about strategic planning? I'm not asking you to be a big consulting company strategic planner. Don't get me wrong. But do you know the basics of strategy and deployment, of deploying that strategy through strategy deployment, ocean planning? Do you have some level of basic financial acumen? I'm going to teach all this on the Lean 911, I'm sorry, on the Seat at the Table workshop. I'm going to be talking about all of these bubbles. So I've got strategic acumen, financial acumen. How about commercial acumen? That's market and customer. How about that? How well are we versed in commercial acumen? What about technical acumen? I'm guessing that this one probably would be less of a challenge for many. But technical acumen. How about operational acumen? Okay. Do we really know how the factory works? Or are you a really good engineer that knows how to, design a product or work on a fixture, but you don't know how the factory is supposed to work, from materials, from communications, to supply chain, to even union negotiations if you're a union shop, to planning, to inventory management, to workplace management. All of these things, operational acumen, do we really understand how a factory works? Just because you work in a factory doesn't mean you understand how your factory works. Just like if I'm a waiter in a restaurant, it doesn't mean I understand the ins and outs of a restaurant. I might have some notion of that, but do I really know how a restaurant operates and how it's supposed to be run? No. If I'm a great chef, and I go to open up a restaurant, what really do I know about running a restaurant? Okay, do I have the business acumen to do that? You've got to get this acumen. And the last one I have on here is talent and organizational acumen. Do you understand organizational development? And do you understand what a true value stream is? How many of you have gone out and done value stream maps in a functional organization, where your company hasn't moved one iota on any movement towards what you would consider a value stream organization is all about? Okay? If you're not versed in these, and again, I'm not asking you to be a Harvard MBA and all this stuff. Matter of fact, Harvard MBAs don't have this kind of background. Okay? I know. They've worked for me. I've worked with them. You don't get this in school. You've got to self-learn. You've got to develop yourself and go out and learn, whether through seminars, webinars, stuff online. There's all kinds of stuff out there that will give you some tutorial on these general areas. Again, I want to talk about them one more time. Strategic acumen, financial acumen. You know, can you get around on the three basic financial statements? Do you know what they are? The balance sheet, the profit and loss statement, and the cash flow statement. And can you talk intelligently about them? And again, I'm not asking you to be an accountant, okay? Just have some basic acumen on these different things. Commercial acumen, okay? Do you understand what market share is and what served market is, for example, okay? Technical acumen relative to your business. Talent and organizational acumen and operational acumen. So these are some of the major areas. I might be missing a couple here and there. If I do, please let me know. But you've got to become a well-rounded business person and not just be a lean zealot making continual posts as to, let's debate what the difference between Gemba and Genba is. Let's debate, is it PDCA or PDSA? When you start getting into those pedantic debates, you turn off leadership. They don't want to know about that stuff, okay? It might be fun academically amongst your friends over a beer, but that's not the stuff that these guys are interested in, these gals, okay? They're not interested in those kind of nuances. And a lot of people who argue those things are trying to establish their superiority in that area, which means there's a little bit of confidence factor that they might have, little insecurity that they have to take those kind of arguments and debate them. Okay. Don't go there. Hey, look, I'm not saying that you should not continue to improve your lean skills. Absolutely. But you need to be able to tie it back to the business. And that's why I say that these key areas here are really important for you as a continuous improvement professional to learn and understand. Okay. Anyway, I'll stop there. There'll be more with this down the line. There'll be more with this with my seat at the table. If you have any comments or questions on this, you can get me at Mark, M-A-R-K, Mark at lean911.com. And I will respond and get back to you on this as well. So anyway, I hope this makes some sense. I don't mean to be uber critical of the lean community, but we're going in the wrong direction, okay? In a lot of different ways. And I'm not going to talk about all the other ways today, but one of the ways is that we're just not well-rounded business people who can have a meaningful conversation with the people that really matter and the people we seem to be complaining about all the time. Okay. So let me know what you think. Mark at lean911.com. This was episode 58. Why won't leaders listen to you? Until next time, stay lean. Bye-bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Lean 911 podcast. I'll be happy to address your questions or feedback on future episodes. Email me at mark@lean911.com. You can check out our other episodes by visiting our website at lean911.com, our YouTube channel, wherever you listen to podcasts. This is your host, Mark DeLuzio. Thanks for listening.